sur le fil, la web radio du cours maintenant pour l'émission Melting Pot. Les élèves de 3e 2 et 3e 3 de Madame Corée ont travaillé sur le conflit en Ukraine. Ils ont effectué leur travail à partir de la presse anglophone et exposent seulement les faits. Ils ne prennent aucunement position. Dans cette première émission, des élèves de 3e 2 nous expliquent les origines du conflit.
Hello everybody, today welcome to the Voice of the World. So we have four guests and we're talking about the conflict who oppose Russian to Ukraine. Hello everybody, and can you explain the origin of the conflict, please?
Hello, Russian troops have launched a coordinated attack of the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine, taking the war to the new stage. Since Russia's invasion to the countries in February, Ukrainians have shown extraordinary resistance to how to respond to Russia's invasion, including defending the besieged city of Mariupol. For 3 months, everyone was discussing whether a war would occur and whether Vladimir Putin was bluffing or serious. Some Russian experts who have long critiqued Putin or only trying to pay attention to themselves, saying that they have warmed up to the aggression only for the show in Crimea, which is a war, said that is mean there is no.
Okay, thank you very much. So, as you know, Russia invaded Ukraine under the order of Vladimir Putin. So now the second guest, can you explain us the point of view of the Russia's side, please?
Putin started the biggest European war since World War II. But the question is, what does Putin want? Let's start with the Crimea. The final goal of Vladimir Putin is to rebuild the Russia from the World War II, also called the URSS. He wants to overrun Ukraine and depose its government for ending for good its desire to join the Western Defensive Alliance, NATO. But after his failure to capture the Ukrainian capital, he changed his ambition to capture the south and east of the country. Officially, Russia wants to invade Ukraine, is to demilitarize and denazify the country. The Kremlin claimed it all generally accomplished the aim of the invasion third phase, which is defined as considerably reducing Ukraine's combat potential. But it's clear from Russia's withdrawal from areas around Kiev that it has scaled back its ambitions.
Thank you. And now I'm going to question the other guest for the point of view of the Ukraine.
Russia and Ukraine have a special links. Ukraine is located between the European Union and Russia, and the state was part Soviet Union until it collapsed in 1991 and Ukraine became independent. However, after the collapse, Ukraine still had very strong this white Russian, but the state was divided by two opposite aspirations in the west side. Ukraine people were pro-Occidental. There are called separatists. In the east, there are pro-Russian Ukrainian people who are Russian speaking. In the 200 Ukraine that is not in NATO asked to integrate is Moscow didn't tolerate in 2013. The ex-president Viktor Yanukovych had to leave Ukraine because of a revolution he induced by yielding to Kremlin pressures.
Okay, thank you very much. And now I'm going to ask in the fourth guest to explain us the impact of the war in the world.
Russia's war in Ukraine has created immense human suffering, but it is also drumming global trade. The World Trade Organization is warning disruption to food supplies could have potentially dire consequences for poor countries, it say. The WTO has downgraded its forecast for goods import and export and is calling the government and partner to help facilitate trade. In its trade forecast, the WTO say prospects for the global economy have darkened since the war started in 24 February. WTO economists have now downgraded their expectation for 2022, growth of merchandise trade volumes, the imports and export of goods.
Okay, thank you very much to be here with us today. It was the Voice of the World. See you soon.
Merci à tous. À bientôt pour un nouvel épisode.